Shavua Tov, Rabotai. The Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the first parak of Eruvin. Recall that our topic is how to make your mavui kosher. Now, your mavui was the alleyway and the bayitz or the dira, your house, your apartment, opens to a chatzer, which opens to a mavui, a dead-end street, and that opens into the Reshut Rabim, the bigger street. So to make a shituf mavui, which is joining the reshuyot, joining ownership over all the houses in the mavui, so everyone can carry in their mavui. So you need to do something to the entrance between the mavui and the streets. We were on the topic of the lich hayayin, the side post. We said there's a top post, a korah, a beam going across, and side posts. So Mishnah Zayin, we're in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, b'kol osin lich hayayin. You can make these side posts at the entrance of your mavui out of anything. Afilu b'devar shiyesh bo ruach chayim, even something that's alive. So if people tied their camels or their donkeys to the side of the, you know, right there at the entrance between the alleyway and the public street, that would be adequate, provided they're 10 tefachim tall and they're tied there. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says it's forbidden. The Gemara explains that he's concerned that your camel might, God forbid, pass away during Shabbos and slump down, and he's no longer 10 tefachim tall. The other sages don't worry about a camel dying suddenly. There's actually a similar machlokis. We'll see the first mission in Yuma, if the Kohen Gadol, who needs to have a wife to be the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, needs a backup wife in case the first one doesn't make it through Yom Kippur. And since the Mishnah is on the topic of strange uses for living animals, if you use it as a lechi, it adds on, metame mishum golel. A living animal would be metame as a golel. Now, a golel is a grave cover, like a stone or a monument put over the grave. We actually have a similar lashon when Yaakov shows up. In Parsha Vayetze, Yaakov shows up and he rolls a big stone off the well. Golelu et even melpia ber. So apparently this Lashon Golel is something they used to roll onto the grave, like a heavy stone or a monument, but even a camel, I guess the guy's loyal camel could be his grave marker, and if it's used as that, then it becomes an Avatuma. And we're going to talk about this more in Seder Taharos much later in a few years, but it gets this status as a grave marker, and this living camel would be an avatuma. Rabbi Meir Mitahir. Rabbi Meir says, no, you can't make a grave marker out of a living animal. And the Mishnah brings another halacha about living animals. Kotfin olav gite nashim. You can write a get. If a man is divorcing his wife, he gives her what's called a sefer kritu. It's a document of separation. He could write it on an animal. Rabbi Yossi Galili Paisa. Rabbi Yossi Galili says, it's not fit to be used as a get. Now, how are you going to write a get on an animal? So it was actually, there's a makor for this. They used to write things on the Karen Ashur, on the horns of an ox. And Chazal discussed that during the Hanukkah era, the Greeks required the Jews, they mandated that the Jews would write on their horn of their ox, I have no chelek in the God of Yisrael. And that was like the ancient bumper sticker, was to write something on the horn of your ox, and you're walking around with your ox, and everyone sees it written on the horn of your ox, and they see like it's a bumper sticker. So theoretically, you could write a get for the wife, soon to be ex-wife, on the horn of an ox or the hide of an animal as well. Rabbi Yossi again says it's invalid because it's a sefer. Has to be a sefer, a scroll written on parchment, written on inanimate objects. So he says it's puzzle. Great, on to Mishnah Ches. Shayara. Shayara is a caravan. It's three or more people traveling together. Shechonta bevika. And they're making camp on Shabbos in a bika. Now, a bika is a valley. And the Mishnayot and Shabbat say a bika is a carmelite. So it's not a reshut rabim because there's not a lot of people going through this bika, this valleyway. But it's not a reshut hayachid either. It's not an enclosed area. So they want to be able to carry things on Shabbos and make a minyan and sort of be like normal people on Shabbos. What are they going to do? Hikifua b'kli behema. And they make a wall around their camp with kli behema, like saddles, saddle bags. So then the din is metaltalin betocha. So they can carry on Shabbos within this camp. They're making like a makeshift wall. Bevachye geder gvoa asar tefachim. As long as their fence, their makeshift fence, is at least 10 tefachim tall. And the openings will not be more than the constructed closed off areas. So there can be some gaps. We'll see some small gaps, as long as they're not more than the walls that they've made. Kol pirtza, in any gap, shnike eser amot meteret, that is up to 10 cubits, 10 amot, is allowed. B'nei shnike petach, because that's like the opening to their camp. Yeter mikon, but more than 10 amot across, usser, that will mess up their ability to carry within this enclosure, even if the walls are greater than this opening. If this opening is greater than 10 amot, it's like a break in the wall and they can't carry in it. Now, there is a way around this, so we learned in the first Mishnah to construct a tzurat ha-petach, the sort of like an arch over it. So then this larger opening becomes a tzurat ha-petach, like the outline of a door, and it would still be mutter because that's considered part of the wall. Shkoyach, Rabotai, Shavua Tov.